Why does God plant us in churches? It's to afford us that opportunity to work for Him. That's why it's important we meet together as a church so that we receive the blessing. So when the word of God, the rhema, comes like this, the word has come. In the word is the blessing. The moment you receive the word, great grace is imparted for that which must be accomplished. So there is the informative dimension of the Bible and there's the revelatory dimension of the Bible. The revelation shows you what you must do to experience the hand of God. So when the word comes in the revelatory dimension, there is instruction.
Now, your word in season.
Lord, our hands are lifted to you in honor of your name. This morning, your people have gathered. We've lifted up prayer. We've lifted up our worship. Thank you that we have heaven's attention. In this short moment, Lord, touch our lives through your word and bless us in a unique way, even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. Kindly take your seats. Hallelujah. Amen. You can slap your hands together. Tell somebody good to sit by you in church Sunday. Rulership or dominion is man's destiny. And this year, the Lord has said that we will have earthly dominance once we are in sync with the heavens. So we've looked at quite a number of things concerning the heaven of heavens and how we can be in sync, we can be in step with that realm. So this morning, just a short addition, and I'm speaking on being in sync with the image of the heavenly. Being in sync with the image of the heavenly. And please, I want you to pay attention well, because it has a lot to do with dominion. Being in sync with the image of the heavenly. When we say image, the word image, okay? Image, the tree, I love the tree. The tree says, seso. Okay, seso. So in the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, Genesis 1:26, it says, and God said, let us make man in our image. Okay. And the tree says, yemoni pase yen seso. Okay. Then he says, after our likeness. Now, on mrameye bibi wo yen suban so. Okay. So, image, seso. Likeness, suban so. Ti diye wo seno no. Ni suban so na udi juma. So, a dog is not the image of man. So the dog does not behave like man. It doesn't matter how well you can train a dog to even hear you and respond. It is still not man. All right? So image precedes, okay? It is actually likeness that begins the journey. Because God wants someone who will behave like him. Okay? But for that to happen, he needs to create someone who is exactly like him. So you must be in his image before you can function in his likeness. Does it make sense? Hallelujah. So for example, when he created the animals, he brought them to Adam to name Tutu. This one and the wife. This one and the wife. This one and the Bible says he didn't find one like Adam. So he created, he had already created. So he formed, he took out of the rib. No, then you need a seso boa for yede be. Or then you need a seso boa for man. Seso. Seso. He said, se unye obi sesoa. Untimi nye ejuma se ono. I hope you are getting the point. Good. So, image has a lot to do with dominion. Please, I pray you get this morning. So go to the book of Genesis again. The chapter 1, the verse 26 again. He says, let us make man in our own image after our likeness, and let them have what? Dominion over the fish of the sea. I'm preaching with you. And over the, and over the, and over all, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So look at the dominion that God gave to man. The first man, what was his name? Adam. But this Adam sinned. And there was a mess up in the program. And I want you to take note of something. That when God gave a list of the things that Adam was supposed to have dominion over, it was limited to the visible realm. The visible realm, the earth. But there was this personality who is invisible, who had come to possess one of the animals to communicate with Adam, the first man. Then this man listened to that being. Okay? Then did what God shouldn't do. God said he shouldn't do. So Adam fell. Hello? So you realize that though man has dominion, there was something short. Now man was dealing with another realm on the earth, but he has no control over. Are you following what I'm saying? So no matter how much he expresses dominion, you can still see that not everything is under his feet. So, Adam was the first man. First Adam, first man. Don't forget. But God had a plan to redeem man. So he sent his son Jesus. Listen carefully. And this one was called the last Adam and the second man. But this one was not of the earth like the first Adam. This one was from heaven. And the same way everybody who came after the first Adam bore his image. So for example, as you are seated there, you carry the image of the first Adam. But you see that the first Adam's dominion was affected because of his fall. But this last second is the Lord from heaven. Are you following it? 1 Corinthians chapter 15. So if we do not know this, but only operate with the consciousness of the image of the first Adam, we will be limited. Because now, the more man gets sophisticated, the more his problems are sophisticated. There are problems man doesn't know how to solve them, because they don't originate from the visible realm. Am I? So now look at this. From verse 44. It is sown a natural body. It is raised up a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. Okay, go verse 45. And so it is written, the first man, I'm preaching with you, the first man was made a, the last Adam was made, and Adam wodika no your kratia sefo, but Adam wa otwa to no, nya Adam otosu mi enu, because Adam bi amabio. The last Adam, who is Christ Jesus, is a quickening spirit. Or yet, whom man kwa. Verse 46. Though. No. How be it that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterwards that which is spiritual? Go. The first man is of the earth. Earthy. Okay? So he is fully earthy. The second man is the Lord from. Are you following the thing? Good. So if you are in sync with only the image of the earthy, what controls the earthy will control you. But this one, the next verse, as is the earthy, such are they also that are. As is the heavenly, such are they also that are. So whose image, which of the two images are you in sync with? That will determine the dominion you exercise on the earth. Are you following the point? Now, I want you to follow. This is what God predestined, so that we are conformed not to the image of the first Adam, but to the image of the last and second. Are you getting the point? And why says so now? So we are first Adam, you are earthy, and therefore whatever controls the earthy will control you. Because what man has to deal with now with dominion doesn't only have to do with fish. Who are fish? I don't know if you are. Who are fish? That means the dominion we must exercise on the earth transcends what the first Adam had to exercise. And if we are not in sync with the image of the heavenly, then we will be limited in our exercising of what? Dominion. Who died them? Some ponko chesi what died. Eho, the earthy remains earthy. Except you are from heaven, then you can shut them up. Are you following the thing? The next verse. As we have borne the image of the earthy, the translated were afraid. They were afraid. We shall also bear the image of the heavenly. We shall also bear. That means being saved is futuristic. It's not now. So I should say you will be saved one day. For those that believed in him, he gave them power to become. So, as we bore the image of the earthy, we bear the image of the heavenly. But the question is, are you conscious of it? Are you in sync with that image? Because you may be so conscious of the can be that you are not conscious of the. Are you following the thing? Romans, the book of Romans, chapter 8. Adivala Gazitahas. Romans 8, verse 29. Maybe we read till verse 32. I want you to, when you catch this, it will really help you. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of who? Conformed, sink. Conformed, sink. So as we are born the image of the earthy, let us also bear the image of the heavenly. Oh, the word bear there is like shenetisatari, bibi eshewa, yehu wa yehu. Are you following the thing? He says, the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Right? That means, oyeyenseso. The heavenly is yenseso. Huh? Enti yetimi nanti wo nisubanso. Hello? That is what God wants, that we bear, we are in conformity with the image of his son, who is heavenly. Hello? The next verse. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. The next verse, he says, what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Now you see, now he's image conscious. If God, you are his kind, what can be against you and succeed? Verse 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? How many can you subtract? You cannot subtract anything. All right? So, you must be heavenly, the image of the heavenly conscious. maybe 2, 3, 4 scriptures, then we are done. Okay. 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, 4. Let's first go to the book of Psalm. Psalm. Psalm 8, verse 1 to 6. Then we'll go to Hebrews 2, verse 6 to 18. It's very long, but we'll finish in no time. Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Verse 2. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mayest still the enemy and the avenger. Go. When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained. The next verse. What is man that thou art mindful of him? When I look at look at space, look at the planet, then tiny man on this earth in a tiny corner, you are so concerned about him. And the son of man that thou visitest him. The next verse. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. You know, here the translators were afraid, because the word angels there is Elohim, which is translated God. So you have made him a little lower than God. Because remember, we and the angels had no dealing. It was he who created us in his image and after. Simple. So where does the angels come in? The angels are not in his image and after his likeness. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels and hast crowned him with what? Glory and... But remember all this, he's speaking about who? Man. Which man? Which man? The first Adam. Who is the first man? Because he is the one he gave dominion to. Hey, have you forgotten Bible knowledge? The next verse, verse 6. Thou madest him to have what? Over there. Thou hast put all things. Are all things really under his feet? You don't go to the verse 7. I just want to the verse 6. Now go to the Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 2. We are going to read something there. The writer of Hebrews, which I believe is Apostle Paul, he brings out something very powerful from verse 6. But one in a certain place, shake somebody and say, please, pay attention from this place. Please, really pay attention. But one in a certain place, what place? Psalm, we just read it. One in a certain place testifies, saying, one to go, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Have you seen? All right, okay, go. The next verse, thou made him, thou crownest him with. And did set him over. Is it not the same thing we are reading? The next verse. Thou hast put all things under his. For that he put all in subjection under him. He left. That is not. But now. We see not yet. Because what happened? The guy fell. Verse 9 is going to reveal something powerful. Verse 9. But we see Jesus. But we see Jesus. As for the first man, the first Adam, everything was put under his feet, but he fell. Then committed high treason and transferred that. So now, we see not all things put under him. Because now man who is supposed to have dominion does not understand many things. Why do we die? Science has proven that at a certain point, all the cells in man are renewed. Why does man still die? We don't know. because God said. Are you so? Death is not under his feet. Spirit beings can now invade our privacy. Are you following? Whilst men are coming up with solutions for problems, their problems are multiplying. Once they think they have found an answer for this one, another problem comes that they don't have an answer for. So now, go back to the verse 8. The last portion, he says, but now we see not yet all things put under him. Verse 9, but we see Jesus. Who is Jesus? The heavenly. The last, second. So, this one, he defeated death. What is more powerful than death on this earth? Mention it. Death, it rubbishes everything. And you know, say, if he did not keep him back, but gave him up to die for you, what else will he not add? Because we are not conscious of the image of the Radiampong. Let's share the grace. Ask somebody, are you listening to the word of God? Verse 9, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels. Is it not amazing? No, Jesus was not made lower than angels. No, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took on the form of a man. Abba, what is which of the angels? Are you getting the point? But the translators were afraid for the suffering of death. Because you can't kill God. So for him to have come to die, that means he has now become a man. Hey! Suffering of death, crowned with what? Glory and honor. That he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. So he has tasted death and overcome death for every man. I said, what is more powerful than death? Tap somebody and ask the person, what is more powerful than death? What? It rubbishes everything. It doesn't matter what you have. The day you die is rubbished. It doesn't matter what position somebody holds. The day he dies, it is rubbished. So when the Lord overcame death, he has overcome all of man's problems. Does it make sense? Colossians 1. I'm rounding up. I said 2 or 3, isn't it? How many have I quoted now? You see, this is why I said we're going to 18, but I can't go. Oh, you are looking at me. When I try, if I push to 18, then 9 more verses. But we see Jesus. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 1. So you see, here from verse 12, you will see the true scope of what Jesus rules over. For the first man, who was Adam, fish, tilapia, no, tilapia is fish, cattle, birds, all that creepeth upon the earth. Look at the range of the dominion of the last. Who is the second? Give thanks unto the Father, which had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Go. Who is the image of who? The invisible God. The first begotten of, the firstborn of every creature. So when you saw Jesus, you saw God. Jesus was Euradi Subain Seso. So he could Subain So. Oyene.
Sasso. The image of the invisible God. So if you wanted to see the invisible God and you saw Jesus, Kofi. Are you getting the point? Good. The next verse, verse 16, look at something. For by him, go, where all things, that are, in the earth, Hey, wait. When God was giving Adam dominion, did you hear him talk about anything invisible? Did you hear him talk about heaven? Look at this one. All things created that are in heaven. That are in the visible. Whether be it thrones, dominions, principalities, powers, all things were created by him and what? So now when you are conscious of that image, look at where you reign. It is far higher than the dominion that was given to the first Adam. Are you following it? Yes. Because if you are only concerned about this image, you may even be discouraged. You will get discouraged, I'm telling you. Because this image is not fair, this one. This first Adam image is not fair. But the moment you're able to switch, for example, if you are conscious of this image of the heavenly, he has given us his word, which gives us our true reflection, what we truly are. Because if you look in the flesh, you will be discouraged. So he says to you, you are glorious, but when you look at the image of the first, after the first, there's nothing glorious. Because now we see not all things put under, but as for this one, all things are under his feet. Am I communicating at all? So now, when you look at yourself, so he tells us, we all with open face beholding us in the glass, the glory of God has changed from glory to glory. Oh boy. Oh boy. Ah, you know, all those who focus on this one, they keep getting worse and worse. Here, you will get worse until you die. Every bad habit is in this one. The day you are able to switch to this one and focus on this image, nyame onum ri. Nyame mo adwaman. Wante. When your focus go more here, pornography, bad things, evil things, because your whole focus is on the image of the earthy. So only earthy things happen. And it is difficult to have dominion over certain things. You can have a lot of money, but you are addicted to something. But when you switch, but we see Jesus. Oh, I don't know if you are getting... If you only focus here, you'll be poor for life. Here. You can't see God and count. Because I have seen. I had no more measurements, no more measures. I have no answer. I'm a drew horror. Minim say, what's the better? I have say, you're more kind, crumb, kind, yeah, Christopher. And come, I say, share image for him. But if you can switch here, he says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was poor, but for your sake, he was rich, but for your sake, he became what? That you, through his poverty, might be. Are you following it? So if I can get you to focus on the image of the heavenly, which you are, you will be shocked what dominion we can manifest. Because now we can overcome the things that those who are after the image of the earthy cannot overcome. I don't know if I'm preaching to somebody. So, hold on small. You see here, Jesus' reign and his reach of dominion transcends just the earth. And the real problems of men does not come from, originate from this place. I hope you are following what I am saying. It is only when you are conscious of the image of the heavenly that you can switch from the third dimension into the fourth dimension. First dimension, they only see things here. They measure things first, second, third, aka. Here, you can move to the fourth. That is where faith comes in. So now you start to see that you can exercise dominion over things by faith. Baha, by cash. Aha, say, hey, dear boy. By cash, by connection, by who you know, by. But here, you switch. Then this is where now you say, promotion cometh not from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but from God. Then now you know that God has the authority to command whoever is in the earth realm to favor you. So when your consciousness is on the image of the heavenly, you really have dominion. If it only stays in the image of the earthy, the first Adam, the first man, you can be grounded. Are you following what I am saying? Yeah. But if you can focus here, true dominion belongs to you. I pray. If you are very conscious of the image of the first Adam, there can be a lot of limitations. And you realize that when we talk about dominion, it will sound like Tidiomu Kempaye Nokre. Because your focus is on the image of the first Adam, the first man, who is plagued with a lot of limitations. It takes very few people to break out of that. If you like, let's see. Huh? But though that one too, you can do mighty things with it. Hmm? But there are many problems that you can't solve. The more we have medication, the more people die. So you see that the problem with man, no, it can't be solved with what? Medication. Sometimes they say there was nothing wrong with him, he died. What about, how do you explain that one? Are you following what I am saying? So, the problem of man that he must have dominion over on earth is from the realm, not just of the realm of the visible, but of the invisible. And the only one that gives us an upper hand is Christ Jesus. So your being in Christ is an advantage. I think, are you following what I am saying? Because now this is what he predestinated, that you will bear the image of his son. You are beautiful. It doesn't matter how the world describes you. I said you are beautiful. And you didn't like it. I won't say you are handsome. You are all beautiful. The glory of God rests on you. Believe what you see in the word. You know, there's a tendency that when you look into the word, 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. I think that should be my last scripture. What do you think? Me, I'm a preacher. If you leave me, I can preach till tomorrow morning. I'm a preacher. I know the Bible. So if you leave me. But we all, with open face, beholding in a glass, the glory of the Lord. Are what? Into the same. Image. Into the same. Image. Into the same. Image. Have you seen image there? From? Glory. Even as by the. Who looked into the mirror this morning? You looked into the mirror. Anybody? You looked into the mirror. Pacho. Why now? Very good. That means you see your reflection. This is where we have a challenge as Christians. When we look at the promises of God and things God has said about us, instead of accepting that one, we compare it with the image of the earth. But he says, there is an image that the word of God presents to us. And when you look into the mirror, that is your true reflection. It is like a woman that looks into the mirror and he sees a bone straight that is maybe 10K. But when he looks at The natural hair, it is coral. Are you good? So when she looks into the mirror, but what I see here is not what I see. But what I see here is not what I see. God presents you with an image, the image you should be. You need to focus so much on that image that what is here changes to align with that image. If you pay too much attention to this one, you will lose focus of that image. So he says you are rich. Then you look at your bank accounts and it is in ground zero. Don't believe that one. Believe what you see. Are you getting what I am saying? Then he says, as we begin to continue looking, we are changed into the same image. From what? Glory to glory. Listen to me. So the Christian who stays connected with the true word of God never remains the same. You just stay connected to it and see. Am I communicating at all? So, overcome this thing. Don't ever be discouraged by your current situation when you look at the image. The image is always beautiful. Huh? You are great. That's the image. But when you look at yourself, no greatness. Will you believe that image? Or you will now come and look at the image of the earth? You've gotten the word, huh? Huh? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Say it. Who are you to God? Who are you to God? Who nyangu pa wo yene dia? Ne bra na se nua ketwa. Wo yene dia. Ne ba. Why not di wiase nyina ni bibia ama no? Or the ama Christo Yesu. Right? But you see, you need to understand that now you are an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ. So, you can become anything in light of the image of the heavenly, the image of the earthy. Uncle will block you. Society will block you. Lack of finances will block you. Friends will block you. Yourself, you can block yourself. Death can come and arrest you untimely. Do you know if we can really master the consciousness of the image of the heavenly? Because you are aware that the one that has the keys to death is. Let me cancel the best show. Is be in sync with the image of the heavenly. That is what you are. So now when I look at you and you start to talk, I would want to hear the consciousness of Christ in your talk. But when I hear more of the image of the earthy, I realize, no, your mind has not been renewed yet. So all that you see in the mirror, it's like you don't believe it. Listen to me. It doesn't matter how filthy and how dirty you look. He says you are a king. That's what you should accept. It doesn't matter how broke you are. He says you are rich. That is what you should accept. It doesn't matter. You see, this is where it gets dicey. When we tell people, it doesn't matter how filthy a life you think you are living. You just keep looking. Would you? Addiction, burn our soul. Keep looking at the word and hearing. That thing will break off because you would be changed into the same image that you see. Huh? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. I finished. Can you have a land? Lands. Can you have lands? Can you have houses? Is it according to the image of the earthy? And only must ask him what? But the image of the heavenly, anything is possible. I don't know if you are getting the point. If if we don't shift to this realm, believers don't stand a chance. Because they play by the books. If they have to kill to get it, they'll kill. If they have to cheat to get it, they'll get it. Whatever they have to do, they will do it. But can we do it? So our hope is Christ. Our hope is to be in sync with the image of the...
God bless you for joining in today's broadcast. If you want to give your heart to Christ, I want you to make this confession heartily after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross, and on the third day you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess your lordship over my life. From this day, my name is kept in the book of life. Thank you for saving me, even in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said this confession, you're a child of God, and I want you to find a Bible-believing church and be planted in it. Or you can join us in the Shepherd Stream Church, and you will grow to become a great tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you've been refreshed by The Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Telegram, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, or podcast addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Stream Church. For further inquiries, prayer, or pastoral counseling, messages and the books of Pastor Christian, please call our helpline on +233 540 953 015 or +233 558 863 287, or visit our international office at Edum opposite the GRA office, Kumasi. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, in the Senate Conference Room, Edum, on the Hyper Road, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can also join in our services via YouTube Live at Pastor Godfrey Christian Apiafe. Come, pray, be seated, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.